From WGCU News, I'm Jessica Mazaros. Republican State Representative Dane Eagle of Cape Coral wants Florida to increase penalties for undocumented immigrants who commit violent crimes. He's filed a bill in the legislature to do that. Supporters say the measure sends a message to federal immigration authorities and would increase public safety. But opponents question its constitutionality. WGCU's John Davis has more.
Representative Dane Eagle's bill would allow prosecutors to increase penalties for violent crimes committed by undocumented immigrants by reclassifying the crimes. For example, an undocumented immigrant charged with a second-degree felony could wind up facing first-degree felony charges. Eagle says he aims to increase public safety and help the federal government deport undocumented violent offenders.
Let's say it's a pretty heinous crime. This individual will more likely be held behind bars longer rather than put back out in the streets. And maybe when our federal government decides to act, rather than having to go find this person out in the streets, they'll be able to find them securely in our incarceration system.
Citing an increase in reported hate crimes across the country following Donald Trump's election, the Florida Immigrant Coalition's Francesca Menez says she worries bills like this increase anti-immigrant sentiment. She says it may also project the idea that immigrants commit crimes at higher rates than citizens. According to the Florida Department of Corrections, 71% of nonviolent inmates in Florida prisons last June were convicted of violent offenses. That's compared with 54% of the overall inmate population. The department's data on what it calls alien inmates does not differentiate between documented and undocumented people. Meanwhile, a report released last year by the American Immigration Council contends that immigrants are actually less likely to commit serious crimes than U.S. citizens. That report notes that while the country's undocumented immigrant population tripled from 3.5 million to more than 11 million people between 1990 and 2013, FBI data shows the overall violent crime rate declined 48% over that same time period. Francesca Menez says the Florida Immigrant Coalition is exploring possible legal challenges to Dane Eagle's bill, saying it targets a demographic group based on their status.
That's almost going, you know, as far stretch as if you are a black person and if you commit a particular crime, then because you are a black individual, your penalties will be enhanced. And so it's like, what is the floodgates that we're opening that based on who the person is, we're gonna increase their penalties.
Representative Eagle points to Florida's hate crime statutes as precedents for increasing the severity of criminal penalties, while Menez says the idea actually goes against the spirit of hate crime laws. Republican Senator Travis Hudson of St. Augustine filed the companion measure. Senator Hudson filed a similar bill last year, but it never found a House companion. It's too early for the bill to be placed on any legislative committee agendas, but Eagle says he predicts smooth passage this year. John Davis, WGCU News.